Welcome back to another edition of the Pick Six. I'm your host, Mike Wobschall, coming to you from Xfinity Studios at Winter Park. You've sent me a bunch of questions, and I've picked six to answer. Let's get right to them. The first one comes from Nicholas. Why on a Thursday night would the schedule makers have division rivals play each other on 3 days rest? Isn't there a way to get two teams with a bye to play each other the following Thursday? I actually view playing a division opponent on a short week, although it's a super important game because it's a division opponent, I actually think is an advantage to play a division opponent on a short week because you're more familiar with that personnel. The Green Bay Packers sure didn't have a problem playing a division opponent on a short week. So playing a division opponent on a short week is a situation that a lot of teams are going to have to deal with during the NFL season, and it's nothing that's going to change anytime soon. Our next question comes from Connor. Why aren't we running any 3-4 sets where Anthony Barr is coming off the edge? I think the reason is because the Vikings defense is constructed to be a 4-3 front, at least this year in Mike Zimmer's first year. And the other reason is you don't need to run a 3-4 to get Anthony Barr on the edge of the defense. You can rush from the edge with him as an outside linebacker in the 4-3, or you can do what the Vikings have done in some sub-packages and put Anthony Barr at defensive end and get him on the edge that way in a 4-3 defense. Look, Anthony Barr leads us in tackles and he has 2 sacks. I think the way the Vikings are using him is working just fine. Our next question comes from Todd in Lubbock, Texas. Do you feel it's better to call plays from the coach's booth or on the sideline? I think it's one of those things where it can work both ways, and it's kind of a coach's preference sort of thing. Look at Daryl Bevel. He has great success calling offensive plays. He did it here in Minnesota for a while, and now he's doing it in Seattle. He does it from the sidelines. But then you have Norv Turner, who's been coaching for 30-some years in the NFL, and he likes to call plays from the booth. I think both ways can work, and ultimately it comes down to personal preference. Our next question comes from Andy in Branson, Missouri. How would you assess Captain Munnerlyn's play to this point? Overall, I think Captain has been solid for the Vikings through 4 games. He did give up a touchdown to Randall Cobb last week, and he had a couple missed tackles against the Falcons. But outside of that, Captain has been very good. The Vikings secondary in general has played pretty well this season, much improved from last year. We held Jordy Nelson and Randall Cobb in check, just 4 catches between those two in last week's game. Captain Munnerlyn, very solid for the Vikings, and I think he's only going to get better as he gets used to playing in Mike Zimmer's defense. Our next question comes from Prince in Minneapolis. What is the biggest challenge for Teddy Bridgewater going into this week? I think he's going to be very anxious to play in this game, having missed last week's game. A lot of times when a player misses a game, he feels like he let his team down. And then when he gets back out onto the field, which Teddy should do this Sunday against Detroit, they want to do more than they're supposed to try and compensate. So I think the big challenge for Teddy is to just stay within himself and do his job and not try to do too much, given Teddy's maturity and how he's handled himself since he's become a Viking in last May's draft. I think he's going to be able to handle that job just fine, but that's the number one challenge for him, not try and do too much. Our last question comes from Fidel in Blaine. When do you think Cordarrelle Patterson will have his breakout game this season? Cordarrelle Patterson's breakout game will be this week against the Detroit Lions. Last year against the Lions, he had 2 touchdowns, and maybe he'll have a couple more in store for us this week against the Detroit Lions. I think he's going to get some chances on kickoff return, and I think the Vikings are going to find a way to get him more involved in the offense, whether it's as a runner or a rusher or maybe both. Expect Cordarrelle Patterson to have a breakout game this week against the Lions. And expect us to be back with another edition of the Pick 6 next week. So please submit your questions to the email address at the bottom of the screen, and we'll see you next week. Don't forget, Vikings and Lions from TCF Bank Stadium this Sunday. Kickoff is scheduled for noon. Don't miss it.